Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's our fall membership drive, and I'll get back to that in just a moment. Fewer than 50 days remain before American voters decide who will be the next president, and this is a presidential election year like no other, with both candidates painting the other as an existential threat to democracy. Meanwhile, the chore of making sure the election system is up and running properly has never been more challenged, and Big Ten football is back on. We're talking about all of that today. Mike Thompson is the Chief Content and News Director at 89.7 NPR News. Welcome back.
It's great to be here, Ann.
Okay, Big Ten football's on.
Yes, apparently there has been some new medical evidence that has surfaced between now and back in August when the Big Ten pulled the plug on its fall sports season. Not quite sure what the new medical evidence is, but Big Ten football is back the weekend of October 23rd, 24th. So OSU football will be back on the field.
Right in time for real football season, real football weather.
Yeah, they had to, if they were going to have a season this year, they had to get it going now because they have to play a good amount of games to qualify for the college football playoffs. And that's what, I mean, OSU was ranked.
I guess it's eight games at least.
Yeah, OSU was ranked number two in the AP poll before the Big Ten pulled the plug. And of course, last week after the first round of games, first week of games, they pulled the Big Ten teams out. So OSU disappeared. It'd be interesting to see where they show up next week in the AP poll. But it's just now there's going to be football, you know, and what happened there was a great deal of pressure on the presidents by fans and by coaches and players' families. The president, who also wanted Big Ten football to be back and is claiming some credit.
He's glad to help. We don't know again what that constituted.
It didn't. You know, it certainly played a factor because it riles up support and gives credibility to their claims that they should play football. You know, you also wonder, too, you know, the NFL played their first games last week without really any problems that we know of. Some colleges have had some problems. And I think that the Big Ten probably was a little early in pulling the plug completely back in August. I think they thought that the other big conferences would do the same, but they didn't. Only the Pac-10 did. And they watched what happened with the NFL's first season, college football's first season. They're monitoring their own players through the schools, and that combined with the pressure, probably it was a unanimous decision. There was no dissension this time, according to the Big Ten.
Do you know what it means to the rest of fall sports, though, besides football?
I would assume they're all back. I mean, how could you bring back football and not,
exactly,
you know, the other sports, cross country being one? I mean, that's of all sports you can have socially distanced is, you know, running through a cornfield.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume it means all sports. It would have to be all sports. You really can't single out football and not bring back other fall sports, field hockey, things like that. So soccer.
Do we know what it's cost Ohio State, at least, so far?
Well, you know, it's over $100 million the football generates. Between $100 and $150 million football generates every year. We don't know, you know, if they play nine games instead of a full 11-game season. You know, you do the math. Of course, there won't be any fans in the stands, I don't believe. I haven't seen
they haven't mentioned how that's going to work.
If they're going to have any fans in the stands. Most NFL stadiums did not have fans. I think there were two stadiums last weekend that had fans in the stands. There was a fraction of the normal crowd. It was like 20,000 in a 70,000-seat stadium. So you're going to lose that ticket money. They've already given back a lot of it. I know I'm a season ticket holder, and I took the refund and said, I'll see you next year. And but the TV money is where it is. That's where the money is.
Right.
It's the TV money.
And it'll be bigger than ever.
You don't need fans in the stands for the TV money. And so that it's.
And an interesting intersection is that political ads are bigger than ever on the sports that are airing right now, unlike really any time.
Yeah, it's odd because normally we're getting besieged with ads here in Ohio, and we're not this year. So the only ads we're seeing really on broadcast TV are the national ads so far. I mean, we still have 7 weeks to go before the election. Joe Biden had an ad in the Thursday night game, the NFL kickoff game last week. I saw one this weekend when I was watching one of the NFL games.
Mm-hmm.
The candidates, we can get to this, but the candidates have really, you know, they're bypassing Ohio this year.
Exactly. Very different. Very, yeah. And it's hard to know. I mean, I was wondering, it seems quieter. Obviously, it is quieter than usual. It's hard to know. Is that the pandemic or is that a change of strategy? And we'll talk about that. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. And this is our fall membership drive. Remember, listener support is the most important part of our budget. So please make your gift right now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. If you were listening last hour, then you heard my interview with Connie Schultz, and right now you have a bonus opportunity to attend a special member-only event with me and Connie for a membership of $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180. You can get a very special offer. Get a ticket to a WOSU Public Media exclusive member event. It is a virtual conversation with me and Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and author Connie Schultz. You'll join us for a casual, candid conversation. And this virtual event will be held via Zoom on Thursday, October 15th at 6:30 p.m. Plus, for your gift, you also get an autographed copy of Connie's new book, Daughters of Erietown. Give now at 866-897-9678.
Yeah, it was a great conversation, and I listened yesterday. I listened again this morning, and it just sounded like two veterans of Ohio journalism and politics having coffee, talking about what's going on and their perspective. And it really, if you didn't hear it, you should take advantage of this exclusive offer for members who donate today at WOSU.org to see it on an exclusive virtual event. Make your gift at WOSU.org or by calling 866-897-9678. Connie and Ann will talk about the state of our country in this election year, her long career as a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. Make a gift of $15 a month to secure your spot in this virtual event with WOSU. Go to our website, WOSU.org, or call 866-897-9678. Of course, it's a gift that supports All Sides with Ann Fisher and 89.7 NPR News. Think about how much you have relied on this show, on this station, especially in recent months. You listen to NPR to hear facts that you can trust. When you want to know what's going on with mail-in voting, this is the station you turn to for information you can rely on. We even have a complete detailed voter's guide at WOSU.org with a special section that shows you how to cast a ballot. Lots of questions on that, but your support makes all of that possible. Give today at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And as our thank you gift to you, as a $15 a month sustaining member, you get an autographed copy of Connie Schultz's new book, and you can attend our exclusive members-only virtual event. Again, the website, WOSU.org, and the phone number is 866-897-9678.
Every time I talk to Connie, I just want to talk to her again and again and again. She's delightful, insightful, and poetic. It's a pure joy. And speaking of mail-in voting,
yes,
a Franklin County judge on Tuesday ruled that counties may install more than one ballot drop box for the election. Some Democrats have said that Secretary of State Frank LaRose said that he wouldn't appeal a ruling on the issue from an independent court, but he will apparently appeal this ruling. And now the judge has said, well, wait a minute, not so fast. You got to give me a reason, you know, by 3 o'clock today, or he's going to do an injunction. This just came out.
Yes.
What's
frankly,
going on?
It's hard to keep up. It's hard to keep up, in all objectivity here, the number of reasons Frank LaRose gives for why he can't do certain things that they did back in March.
Mm-hmm.
In March, they paid for postage for ballots. In March, they had drop boxes at various locations around counties. Because March, of course, we canceled the in-person voting on primary day. So all we could do, the folks who hadn't voted, was to mail in a ballot. And this happened back in March, I mean, 6 months ago. We knew November was going to be a problem. You talked about it.
Yeah.
I talked about it. We all talked about it. Voting rights advocates were urging the state leaders to do something to cope with the November election. And they really didn't do anything. We're going to basically run our election as we have always run our election in November with a few minor changes, but also things we have done before, like mailing out absentee ballot applications to everybody. By the way, it's going to be standard operating procedure. And now lawmakers are saying it's too late to make any changes now. when they didn't do anything back in March, April, May, June,
it's
July.
Not too late until those ballots start going out in October. It's never too late until October 6th when the ballots go out. If you do it for one person, you have to do it for everybody. Yeah. That would be the only bottom line there. I'm eager to see what happens at 3 o'clock today with the judge who ruled on this. And interested to see what Frank LaRose has to say about this and about why he won't abide by the judge's ruling.
Well, he claims that he does not have the power to do this unilaterally. He claims it has to be the state legislature that can that will allow him to do things like change the number of ballot boxes
and
postage on return ballots for mail-in ballots,
right?
Things like that. Now, Democrats say that, no, he does have the
That's
power.
What he is. He's and the chief elections officer.
And some judges say that state law does not preclude you from doing these things. So it's all on how you read the law. And Frank LaRose will say, well, look, if I were to order more ballot drop boxes, we would be challenged in court for that. Well, they're getting challenged in court no matter what.
He'd rather be, well, I guess it's a choice of whether you're fighting in court against fellow Republicans or Democrats and voting rights advocates.
Yeah.
I guess that's the choice. Thanks to Rona Rosen of Bexley for your support of 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. Really appreciate your support, Rona. If you want to show your support right now, this is the time, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and make that call right now. Show your support. It's better. It's the best time of the day. We're talking politics. We're talking news. Myself and Mike Thompson, our chief content and news director at 89.7 NPR News. Give us a call right now, 866-897-9678, and tell us if this is something that matters to you. The conversation about the news of the day, which we do almost every single day on All Sides with Ann Fisher, matters to you. 866-897-9678. Okay, so the GOP controlling board, which approves state spending over a certain amount, it's kind of a little-known board. It's very important by anybody who knows who covers state government and politics these days. But anyways, it turned down Frank LaRose's $3 million request to cover postage on absentee ballots.
Yep.
Senate President Larry Abhoff apparently tore a page, you know, from the past.
Yes.
When the controlling board was used to ensure approval of Ohio's Medicaid expansion in 2013. What did he do?
Well, he basically replaced one member with another because he feared that that one member, a Republican member, was going to support Frank LaRose's decision to pay for the postage for the mail-in ballots. So he moved that member out, put an ally in who thought like he did that the legislature should be the body that approves spending $3 million on postage. So the controlling board shot down Frank LaRose's request. Very similar to what John Kasich did. It's kind of in reverse. I forget what year it was now.
2013.
2013 with Medicaid expansion. Mm-hmm. The legislature was not moving on whether to expand Medicaid to a higher level of income for Ohio residents. And he replaced a couple of members, if I recall, on the controlling board so that the controlling board would approve the Medicaid expansion. Now, that move was hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, a lot of it was federal money, but still, that was hundreds of millions of dollars that this small board approved. Mm-hmm. And Larry Abhoff says he didn't want that to happen again. Granted, it's a much smaller amount, $3 million, right. Still a lot of money, but much smaller than the Medicaid expansion. He didn't want that to happen again, so he basically took the matter away from the controlling board, and now it's up to the legislature, and there's no plans for them even to meet right now.
Frank LaRose, and correct me if I'm wrong, said something to the effect that if they could pay for the postage for the return for the ballots, it would make every post office box a ballot box.
Yes.
And we would be less reliant on the limited numbers of ballot boxes, apparently, that he favors. And all of it seems to be sort of a default decision on his part. It's a cautionary decision always on his part. It's never forthright. It's always, well, I don't want to.
Cautionary would be how he would describe it. Mm-hmm. Voter suppression would be how Democrats
and
would describe it.
And voting rights advocates. Yeah.
Because let's also keep in mind, too, and Republicans point this out, and it's true, that Ohio still has many ways for folks to cast a ballot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Many more ways than other states do. Even states controlled by Democrats. Like New York, you cannot vote early at all. Unless you're going to be out of, you know, like a true absentee ballot.
Ohio has so many ways, though, Mike. And one of the things I've noticed as I've been doing the voting whatever you want to call the shows I've been doing on voting and how to vote in 2020, there's a lot of confusion. I mean, more ways isn't actually necessarily better if people are confused, and there's nothing that can affect an election more than confusion, whether it's confusion in wording on a ballot issue, confusion about how to get your vote to count. Those are important issues.
I was amazed. You had a show last week where you had a couple of voting. You had someone
from
the Board of Elections.
We're doing at least one more, maybe two more before voting day.
And we're going to have a tool on our website soon. It may be up already, but it's by next week, it's going to be a really interactive tool and to tell you how to cast a ballot, because that really is, you know, we talk about all these issues in the campaign. You know, in our newsroom right now, monitoring the vote is probably the biggest issue right now. How many poll workers do we have? Which polling locations are going to be open? How is mail-in voting going? Are there problems with registration? You know, are there data problems? We're watching all of this. How long are the lines going to be in the early voting centers? Are people reluctant to go vote in person because of the pandemic? Actual voting and the process of voting, I would argue, is probably, if not the big issue, it's 1A this year.
Yeah, I agree. Just from the questions, and I keep telling people, we'll keep having those voting information shows as long as we keep having questions. And we always have to end every hour with more questions. People are waiting. They have questions. They care. Thank you, Sue Van Wassenoven. Thank you so much for your support, Sue. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. You're listening to All Sides with Dan Fisher. It is our fall membership drive. And for this hour of All Sides, our guest is WOSU News Content Director Mike Thompson. Mike also hosts Columbus on the Record on WOSU TV, and he's the co-host of the podcast Snallygoster. All of those things are made possible thanks to people who support public media. We're asking you to make a gift now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And we ask you to make a gift that fits into your budget. If a $15 a month works for you, then we have a very special thank you gift package. Connie Schultz is an author and Pulitzer Prize winning journalist. She's going to join me for an exclusive member event. I've interviewed her a couple times before, but it's never the same conversation twice. I can't wait. Make a gift of $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180 and attend a virtual event brought to you by WOSU Public Media. Join us for a casual, candid conversation between me and Connie Schultz. Plus, you'll also get an autographed copy of Connie's new book, The Daughters of Erietown. Join us for this event at $15 a month or go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. We need you now more than ever because you need us now more than ever. We've got your back when it comes to information you need to work through this pandemic and this 2020 election. Now we are turning to you and asking for your help to help us help you. Mike Thompson.
Yeah, during this event, Ann, we'll talk about our current political climate with Connie Schultz. Of course, Connie Schultz is the wife of U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown, so she brings to the conversation her long experience as a journalist and a political observer from the journalism point of view, but also the inside view as the wife of a U.S. Senator and a statewide
She's
politician
got a
here
unique
in,
perspective
here in Ohio.
Least, yeah.
So the event will be informative, engaging. They will take questions from WOSU members. Now, this virtual event is scheduled for Thursday, October 15th, 2 weeks before the election, at 6:30 in the evening. Don't miss this fun, interactive event just for WOSU members who give during our fall membership drive. $15 a month as a sustaining member or a one-time gift of $180. Give now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Of course, giving right now supports All Sides with Ann Fisher, everything you hear on 89.7 NPR News. This talk show has been running ragged since last March. It is exhausting just to watch Ann and her team work, keeping up to date with COVID-19. The protests, the George Floyd killing, and the protests that followed. Then if that wasn't enough, we had a estate house scandal, a $61 million estate house scandal. It just has not stopped since last spring, and all sides with Ann Fisher has been all over it. So show your support for this show. Show your support for 89.7 NPR News. $15 a month will get you the exclusive entry to the special event with Connie Schultz. Do it all at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678.
We need you now. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and please show your support for something that matters to you. We know it matters to you. You're listening right now. That means it matters to you. 866-897-9678. Go online to WOSU.org. And I talk about that feeling you get, and I remember it the first time I donated and every subsequent time. I always get that same feeling. It's kind of, I kind of think of it as kind of a hormonal thing. I don't know. Endorphins, like when you exercise and you get the runner's high and that kind of feeling. That's the kind of feeling you get when you show your support for your public radio station, 89.7 NPR News. Now's the time, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Wow. I mean, we knew that Governor DeWine had trouble filling the top spot at the Ohio Department of Health before Amy Acton ever got into the act, because it was the very last cabinet position that he appointed. And there was a good reason for that, because he couldn't find anyone. And he ended up with what is arguably one of the best candidates you could have in many people's eyes. I mean, there are T-shirts devoted to Amy Acton now, entire memes devoted to Amy Acton. She resigned, though, from the job because, there's a dispute about why she resigned. Observers think it's because of the harassment she received because of her public health orders regarding the pandemic. Others have suggested that it has a lot more to do with dissension inside the DeWine administration and whether or not people inside the administration embraced what she was doing. Be that as it may, Dr. Joan Duvey turned down the job on Friday. It was mind-boggling. It was just hours after they had announced that they'd hired her.
Yeah, he announced. I think it was Thursday at 2 o'clock, and he does these briefings now twice a week now.
Yeah.
By 8:30 that night, she had withdrawn. 6 hours.
Bizarre.
It was stunning, but frankly, nothing this year is stunning. But that was kind of stunning. And the next day, on Friday, she told a South Carolina publication that she withdrew her name because of the treatment that Amy Acton and her family received.
But didn't she know about that beforehand? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Mike DeWine said, and the governor's office says, that they did let her know that Amy Acton had faced some severe criticism. It was in the news. A quick Google search. If you're going to move your family from South Carolina to Ohio for a major public health director position in the middle of a pandemic,
right,
you're going to do your due diligence.
Google it.
My guess is she did. Now, maybe she didn't think it was as bad as it was described to her. Who knows? But that's the official reason she withdrew her name. So now Mike DeWine is back to an interim head of the Ohio Department of Health, and the search continues for a permanent replacement.
And by the way, Lance Himes, the interim health director, he's a lawyer. He's not a doctor. Mm-hmm. More than two dozen parents have sued him over the K-12 mask requirements. They say the mandate infringes on the religious beliefs. And frankly, I'm not as well informed about that. I'm not sure what religious beliefs that would be.
Now, Nino Vitale, the state rep who has been extremely critical of Mike DeWine and Amy Acton when she was in the role, said that the mask hides his face and his face is the likeness of God. So that's why it infringed on his religious rights to be mandated to wear a mask.
I don't think that's... You say he's Catholic?
I don't know.
I was going to say, I'm trying to figure out which dogma that would be associated with, but I can't. It's not coming to me. So 866-897-9678 is the number to call to show your support for 89.7 NPR News. We need your support today. We need you to help us help you. Bring you the news and information that you've come to rely on. Maybe you've been listening to us for years. Maybe you just started. Either way, we're here for you right now, and we need you to be here for us. A couple times a year, we ask you for your help, for your support of what you rely on every day. 866-897-9678 is the number to call. You can go to WOSU.org. And we're, you know, 2020, as Mike and I are kind of constantly reminding each other in this conversation, it's been a weird year. Many of us have been adapting to a new normal, and all sides has been covering it all, from the pandemic to social justice and race issues to the 2020 election. Make a gift today in support of 89.7 NPR News and this show as well. And when you make a gift of $15 a month as a sustainer, you will get to attend an exclusive event. Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and author Connie Schultz joins me Thursday, October 15th at 6:30 p.m. for a casual, candid conversation about her career, her new book, and the state of our country in this ever-so-significant election year. Connie has spent her career writing about working-class men and women, and that is the backdrop for her new book, and it's Working Class Ohio. When you make a gift today to attend our special event, you'll also get an autographed copy of Connie's book, The Daughters of Erie Town. Now, that's how Connie is showing her support for 89.7 NPR News. She's sharing her insights and her conversation, which is highly valued in our society, with us for you. That's what she's doing. There are other people doing other things all over the place. We have volunteers. We have all kinds of people doing what they do to make this event a success, to make this membership drive a success. But it's not, and it can't be, without you. You're the main ingredient, our listeners. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And when you make a gift today to attend our special event, you'll get an autographed copy of Connie's book, The Daughters of Erie Town. So give now at $15 a month at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Mike Thompson, it's kind of amazing how much when we talk about what we're planning for the program, you're always very good at saying, I say, oh, I think I really want to do this or I really want to do this. And you're like, yeah, but what does the listener want? What does the listener need? It's constantly, it is a real topic of conversation.
Yeah, it's you know, when you're in your chair and you have so many things, you're looking at the call logs, you're looking at...
It's like Starship Enterprise over here.
Your preps and the wires and the tweets and the Facebook messages, and you can get lost with all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And my advice to you and to our reporters is, one thing, tell us something we don't know. It's pretty simple. You know, we know when it's snowing outside that the roads are going to be slippery. We don't need to report that. Our listeners know that. They're pretty bright.
It's one of Mike's big beefs.
That's right. So, I used to work in local TV news, commercial TV news. So tell us something we don't know, first of all. And what does the listener want to know? What are people talking about? They tune into you when something big is happening, whether it's a scandal at the State House or it's voting procedure changes or it's the latest in the presidential campaign. That's what people are talking about when they turn you on. They expect you to be talking about, and you are talking about it.
And the best comments that I hear from listeners, the best observations they make to me, I say best in the sense that makes me feel the most gratified that I'm doing my job right, and I'm sure you hear this too, is that you ask the questions that's on my mind in the course of the conversation.
Yeah.
And that's because I'm listening to my guests and I'm actually asking the questions that's on my mind. I'm not reading from a script all the time. I mean, I have points I want to hit on, but really it's what does the listener need to know? And I try to put myself in the listener's place, and I need the listener to put themselves in our place right now and understand that in order to provide this service to our listeners, which we do so gladly, lovingly, devotedly, give us a call, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. If you've already, if you're already a sustaining member of 89.7 NPR News, thank you for your support. Maybe you have an opportunity to give us more, an extra gift, or increase your monthly sustaining membership. Whatever works for you, because for some people out there, as we know during this pandemic, they can do less, not more right now. Maybe they're listening and depending on us more than ever, but more than ever, they're unable to help support 89.7 NPR News. And that's for the rest of us who do still have a source of income, are still okay. That's where we have to step up and make sure it's there for the future, for you and for everybody else in the community. 866-897-9678.
Yes, and if you give $15 a month right now as a sustainer, you can get exclusive access to the October 15th event with Anne and author and Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Connie Schultz. She'll be talking about her new book, Daughters of Erietown, and with your gift of one-time gift of $180 or $15 a month, you get a signed copy of Connie's new book. So sign up for this event. It's going to be great. It's going to be right in the middle of the debates, 2 weeks to go before the election. I mean, a lot's going to happen over the next month.
There is a lot happening
over
this next
month. There'll be a lot to talk
about.
So WOSU.org is the website, and the phone number is 866-897-9678.
Thanks to Nancy and Bruce Baer of Dublin for your support of 89.7 NPR News. 866-897-9678. That's the number to call to show your support. Do it now. I guarantee you, you'll get what I call it, an endorphin rush from it. It'll make you feel good, and you can take a bow. And if you're already a supporter, thank you. We appreciate it. You know, you can make a gift. You can up, if you're already at like $10 a month or $12 a month, you can increase to $15 a month and get the gift of joining me and Connie Schultz for a very special event on October 15th at 6:30. Plus, you'll get the autographed copy of Connie's new book, The Daughters of Erietown. So think about that, of increasing your sustaining gift from $10 a month to $15 a month. That's an extra $5 a month we're asking for. When everybody pitches in, when everybody steps up who can do it, that's what makes the difference for 89.7 NPR News. So think about that. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. President Trump held a town hall in Pennsylvania last night. Very interesting. Did you watch it?
I did not.
Okay. I watched part of it. It was very interesting. I guess it's once again, I'm wondering why he did it. And at the same time, also wondering why he did those 18 interviews with
Bob Woodward.
Bob Woodward, thank you. And you know, why he would do that and what that does for him, speaking candidly in those kinds of ways.
Well, President Trump has a lot of confidence in himself that he can answer questions. And this was interesting from the highlights that I saw in the accounts that I read this morning about it. This was not in front of a rally. This was a town meeting where he took questions from folks who were apparently undecided. So they weren't necessarily opposed to him, but they certainly weren't supportive of him. So they were undecided, and he took questions. I think it's good. I like these type of events where they're not scripted, where you can get at the candidate's true feelings on an issue. That's where the debate's going to be so important this year. So I just, you know, there's no such thing as bad publicity, and Donald Trump knows that as good as anybody. So it was however long it was, an hour or 2 hours last night on network television, broadcast television, and he got buzz. He was in the headlines this morning. He changed the story again on whether or not he downplayed the coronavirus. He told Bob Woodward that he did downplay it because he didn't want to induce panic, but then last night he said he did not downplay it, and then he immediately did downplay it, said it's going to magically disappear again. So, but we're talking about him, and that's what he likes.
Right.
And the one thing is, Bob Woodward's book has taken the focus of the campaign away from what Donald Trump was trying to do 2 weeks ago. He wanted the campaign to focus on the protests and the violence that was happening at some of the protests and the destruction that was happening at some of the protests, his law and order focus. He wanted that to be the focus of the campaign. Whatever you think about Bob Woodward's book, the focus of the campaign now is back on the pandemic, which I'm sure is what Joe Biden wants to be talking about.
Right. The president held a large indoor rally Sunday in Nevada in defiance of a state health order limiting indoor gatherings to fewer than 50 people. He reportedly said he wasn't worried about contacting coronavirus at the event because I'm on a stage and it's very far away. And I'm wondering, well, you know, I mean, how is that playing? How long can this go on where he continues to have these huge, I shouldn't say huge. They're nothing compared to what they used to be, but
no, they're pretty big, though.
They're pretty big, right?
Yeah, and there's it's a scaled down version of the rallies he was having in 2016. And I mean, the media is criticizing, you know, and pointing out that people are not socially distancing. They're not wearing masks. But frankly, on television, it shows the energy his supporters have for him. They are bona fide political rallies. There's that excitement there. And it's in stark contrast to what Joe Biden is having, where he has very few people. They are socially distant. They're wearing masks. And those are much calmer. And they're the contrast is stark. Now, how people view those will be really interesting to see, because I think that many people support the social distancing, they support the wearing of masks, and they are afraid to go into large crowds. Do they watch Donald Trump's rallies on television and see excitement for a candidate, or do they see a candidate who is doing something irresponsible? We don't know that right now.
Thanks to Caitlin Bullock in Delaware and also Rebecca McNamara from Columbus for your show of support for 89.7 NPR News. I just want to underscore that if you're already a member of 89.7 NPR News, then we thank you. But if you have been a member at $10 a month for a while, this is a great opportunity to increase that sustaining membership to $15 a month. Your added support will go a long way toward keeping this station strong. You can also get a thank you gift to attend our virtual event on October 15th with author and Pulitzer Prize winning journalist Connie Schultz. So consider increasing your sustaining membership to $15 a month today at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678.
This is your chance to support All Sides with Ann Fisher, all that you hear on 89.7 NPR News. 866-897-9678 or online at WOSU.org.
We need you. You need us. It is a symbiotic relationship, no doubt about it. We're asking you to step up and show your support for something that you depend on every day. 866-897-9678. It takes just a couple minutes of your time, or you can go to WOSU.org. We ask some very, very brief questions and get right to it. So thanks for your support. If you've already made your pledge for this fall membership drive, if you're still thinking about it, if you're on the fence, if you're not sure, let me assure you that it is something that we need from you, and that's your support. At whatever level you're comfortable with, whatever fits your pocketbook, what your budget, show your support now. It doesn't have to be at the $15 level. It can be at whatever you're comfortable with. If it's more than that, thank you. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Now, Joe Biden, I mean, he's sticking with these smaller socially distanced gatherings because that's a principle for him. Mm-hmm. But bottom line, I'm just wondering about that and how it gets out the vote and lights the fire in people's belly. And number two, I'm really wondering, Mike, about what happens in these areas of the country that have been either deluged by the hurricanes. We know what's happening in South Carolina right now. I just saw some video from Pensacola, Florida. It's unbelievable. And then the whole West Coast, practically up and down the West Coast, is on fire right now, causing smoke problems and keeping people indoors as far north as the San Juan Islands.
Well, you can see the haze here. That's the leftover.
I'm in denial about that.
The smoke here in Central Ohio. Yeah, it's just a chaotic time. All the more reason why you should have various ways of voting, because if people are displaced from their homes in California and Oregon and down south in Alabama and Mississippi, all the more reason why officials need to make voting as easy as possible so everyone can get their vote cast, regardless of who they are voting for. Now, Oregon and California are certainly Joe Biden-friendly states. Alabama, Mississippi, certainly Donald Trump-friendly states. Mm-hmm. So I don't think those states' results are really in doubt, but you still want those votes to be counted, and they should have a chance to weigh in on this election. It's just a very odd time. And it's brought to light the whole climate change and how you deal with climate change issue simultaneously. Too much water down south, not enough water in the northwest, too hot in the northwest, fires we haven't seen perhaps ever, certainly in Oregon.
Right.
And then this hurricane that just came ashore this morning. We don't know what's going to happen there.
Right. Right. And it's coming very slowly, which is not good.
Another factor with Joe Biden is, you know, he's not a spring chicken. He's up there. He's in his late 70s. And from what I have read, that they're afraid of him getting coronavirus. And they are taking a lot of precautions, not just to protect the community, according to the campaign, but to protect him as well.
Well, the president isn't a spring chicken either. He's got, you know, I mean, he's overweight. And he's got issues, you know, health issues. I mean, I just by virtue of his age. So I'm kind of, I mean, they both are in kind of the same spot on that score.
Yeah, that the president's, you know, the White House tests everybody who comes in close contact with them. At least that's what they're saying. Now, with a crowd of that many people,
right.
I'm not sure if, like, the folks who are standing behind him, who are closest to him on the stage, if they are tested. Many of those folks were wearing masks at the Nevada rally, the ones who were behind him, you know, for the photo op.
Yeah.
And the ones in the front, they must be at least 6 feet away. They are taking precautions, I am sure, to keep the president safe. You saw with Mike DeWine's false positive test.
Yeah.
He went up to see the president last month. He came back with a positive test, couldn't see him. It turned out the test was positive. So they are trying to keep the president safe that way. I do not see him wearing a mask at his rallies anytime soon.
Right. And he hasn't at any of these events. We have 15 minutes left in the hour, and I'm looking for 10 people, 10 pledges before the end of the hour to make this hour a success. Thanks to everybody who's picked up the phone or gone online and shown your support for 89.7 NPR News. For the rest of you who are able, please show your support right now. Remember, this is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It is our fall membership drive. And for this hour, we're talking about politics and public affairs and what's in the news with WOSU's Mike Thompson. There's a lot to talk about when it comes to politics in 2020, from the householder scandal at the State House to mail-in voting to how President Trump is polling in Ohio. Make a gift and support the political coverage you count on from 89.7 NPR News. Give at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. And for this hour, we're also talking about a very special event exclusive to WOSU public media members. Make a gift of $15 a month as a sustainer or one-time gift of $180, and you will get a ticket to a special WOSU public media event with author and Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Connie Schultz. And I'll be there, too. This event will be a casual, candid conversation about Connie's career, her new book, and the state of our country during this unprecedented time. We'll also be taking questions from our audience. So let's get 15 more gifts this hour, 15 more pledges this hour. The event is Thursday, October 15th at 6:30 p.m. It's for members only, so if you have to make a gift of support to attend, $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180, it gets you an exclusive link to join our virtual event. Plus, we'll send you an autographed copy of Connie's new book. Don't wait. Secure your spot for our event now. 866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org. We just got about 13 minutes left in the hour and we're looking for 15 more gifts. Help make this hour a success. Step up and help us help you.
Yes, 2020 has been a year like no other. Remember way back in January when impeachment was the big story? It seems like a distant memory right now. Then came the coronavirus, of course, and the race and social justice issues and protests, two very different looking political conventions, and now the presidential election and the State House scandal, as Ann mentioned. This is the station you turn to keep you informed, to help you navigate this crazy, mixed up year. 89.7 NPR News. All Sides with Ann Fisher. We have 3 months to go in 2020. The news is not going to stop. We want to be here to bring it to you every day. Ann and her team wants to be here every day to bring it to you. So please call now, 866-897-9678. Go to WOSU.org. Join at $15 a month as a sustainer, and you can join Ann and Connie Schultz for that very special event on Thursday, October 15th at 6:30. 866-897-9678 or online at WOSU.org.
Thanks to Mary B. Rolato from Columbus and also Mary Jo Napoli from Columbus. That means we have 13 more to go before reaching our goal. Thank you so much for helping us achieve this goal, Mary B. and Mary Jo. We appreciate your support now more than ever because we know, listeners out there, that you depend on 89.7 NPR News now more than ever. We know, you know, we can see that the listening habits have changed, Mike Thompson, because people are working from home. They're not traveling in their cars as much, but the fact of the listening is they're listening more than ever.
Yeah, they're not listening in the same time periods that they perhaps were, although it's getting a little back to normal. I mean,
yeah.
You know, the commutes are getting a little more crowded on the highways, but we have seen midday listening really jump up. Your show, the shows we have on the afternoon, On Point and Here and Now, Mike DeWine's news conferences. We're not carrying them on a regular basis now. We carry them when he's going to make big news. But for a while there, they were must-listen-to-radio, must-see TV. And during when this pandemic was first starting and we had lots of questions about it, And we were here during that. We will be here when things develop over the next few months.
Thank you to Siegfriedo Holgen from Ridgewood, New York. That means we have 12 to go. Now, if Siegfriedo Holgen from Ridgewood, New York can show support for 89.7 NPR News here in Central Ohio, I know all the Central Ohioans out there that depend on this every day can too. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Thank you, Siegfriedo, for your support. We appreciate it. We have 12 to go before the end of the hour to reach our goal. Thank you for showing your support. Thank you for helping us reach our important goal this hour. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Now, you can imagine that Mike and I, when we can, we're not in the office at the same time very much anymore, but when we are, we love to talk politics. We love to talk public affairs. It's what we do. We talk about it all the time. It's great to have him in the studio with me with our...
Yes, we have a plexiglass divider here.
Yeah.
We're going to play ping pong later, I think.
Yeah.
Or maybe badminton. We're taking the steps here. You know, everyone on our staff has remained safe.
Yep.
We've remained apart. We're wearing masks. A lot of people are working from home. All of our reporters are working from home. They are doing a lot of remote interviews, not interacting with the public as much as they used to, which is tough to do as a reporter. But we're trying to keep them safe and trying to keep our sources and our community safe as well.
Yep. We're doing our part to stay on the air every day for you. We need you to do your part now. 866-897-9678. We're down 12 to go and just about 9 minutes to go. And I know we can do it. We've done it before. Show your support. Help make this hour a success right now. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. It's important that you show your support during the programs that you depend on. Thank you to Jennifer Miller from Delaware. That means we have 11 to go. 866-897-9678. When you show your support for the shows you depend on while you're listening to them, that's a vote. I mean, I really like to know how many people called in during the program. It matters to me as the person who provides the content for you. I want to know, do people support All Sides with Ann Fisher? Do they support 89.7 NPR News like Jennifer Miller in Delaware? Thank you, Jennifer, for showing your support. It matters. It's like a vote of confidence, Mike. I know it sounds kind of silly, but it just is. We care. This is how we find out. We don't get the same kind of, it's different.
Yeah.
It's public media.
It's incredibly humbling. We do this twice a year. We have membership drives twice a year, one in the spring, one in the fall. And it's incredibly humbling to see people give their hard-earned money to support what we do every day and to hear the comments and read the comments that they write when they give online or when they talk to our phone operators. It's just great. It's a wonderful feeling for us and humbling, frankly, to hear the great support that we have from our listeners.
Thanks to Wendy Corwin and Molly Flanagan of Columbus. That means we have 10 more to go, and we have just about 7 minutes left to do that. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It is our fall membership drive. Your support pays for the programs you listen to every day, programs like All Sides and All Things Considered and Marketplace. These programs are paid for with listener support, and in return for your membership, we're offering you a great gift. Get a ticket to an exclusive WOSU member event. We're calling it In Conversation, Ann Fisher and Connie Schultz. This event will be a casual, candid conversation. We'll take questions from the audience, too. That audience will be WOSU members only because you can only access this event by making a gift during our fall membership drive. The event is Thursday, October 15th at 6:30 p.m. Plus, we'll also include an autographed copy of Connie's new book, The Daughters of Erietown. We hope you attend this event. Make a gift of $15 a month as a sustainer. That sustaining gift can be withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678.
You know, I have a suggestion. This October 15th event will be right in the middle of the presidential debate schedule.
Yeah.
And you should ask Connie Schultz about a behind-the-scenes look into debates with her husband, Sherrod Brown.
That's right.
There was one here in
2018.
There was one here in the WOSU studios, and it was quite eventful. I'll just say there was a Columbus police officer that Channel 4, our partner in the debate, had to hire.
There you go.
There was no problem.
There was no problem.
The debate went fine. It was a good debate.
It's public media.
But there was drama. There was drama. So maybe you can ask Connie about that when you get her at this event on the 15th of October. You can be there as well with a gift of $15 a month as a sustainer. Call now, 866-897-9678, or go online at WOSU.org. Not only do you get to attend this great event, but you also will be a member of 89.7 NPR News. You will be a member of the 89.7 NPR News community. Each time you turn on All Sides with Ann Fisher, you'll know you're a part of this community. Call now, 866-897-9678, or go online at WOSU.org.
One of the best compliments I get is that I ask the question that's on the listener's mind. Another compliment that we get about the show is the diverse range of topics on the show is something we work really hard on. Now, of course, we repeat topics. We're going to keep having shows on voting rights and voting options for Ohioans this year. It's more important than ever.
And blue herons who use bread to bait fish?
Yes, fascinating, to spear them.
I'm going to bring a blue heron on my next fishing trip and a loaf of bread.
Thanks to Angela.
That was yesterday's show, if you missed it.
Yes. Thanks to Angela Downard from Canal Winchester. That means we have 9 to go in just about 5 minutes, and I know we can do it. Give us a call right now, 866-897-9678. We are dedicated to in-depth, thoughtful conversations that go beyond the headlines and that cover all of the myriad issues that are at play in our society today. Everything from social justice issues to climate change issues to natural disasters to the weather when it's appropriate, but not when it's snowing outside. We know the roads are going to be slippery.
Of snow, we'll talk about it.
Thanks to Chuck and Beth Marusek. Thanks to you from South Bloomingville, Ohio. That means we have 8 to go in just about four minutes. And I just know we can do it. I know that right now somebody's has their hand poised over the phone or poised over the keyboard or poised over their smartphone. Thanks to Jill Barringer and Powell, that means 7 more to go. And just still, we have 4 minutes to go. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. You know, somebody posted on Twitter that they tried to get their pledge in before I went off the air, and they were so sad. And I made sure on Twitter that I thanked them personally. Thank you. To everybody who doesn't necessarily get on the air, I love saying your names on the air. I love giving you personal thanks for supporting 89.7 NPR News, for supporting the information, the content that you've come to rely on, and doing it when at a time when so many other people can't. And we know that. We're asking people to show their support at whatever level they're comfortable with. So think about what you value 89.7 NPR News, how you value it, what it's worth to you, and then try to put that into action by picking up the phone right now, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. You know, sometimes I worry that, oh, we just did the show on that. But as Mike Thompson often reminds me, he's like, is it still in the news? Are there things changing? Is it still something people are talking about? Then you need to be talking about it.
And while we listen every single day, for 2 hours a day, not everyone can do that.
Yeah.
We want to know why you can't do that, but we understand if you can't. So,
yeah, I'm a little overwrought about it sometimes. but listeners, you pick and choose what time you have to spend and when you can spend it. But you know that no matter when you pick or choose to listen to 89.7 NPR News, guess what? We're always there.
We're always on top of it.
We're always here waiting for you to turn it on or click it on or however you listen. Because remember, this is listener supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus. We're also online at WOSU.org. We're a service of WOSU Public Media, 89.7 NPR News. We are global. We are local. We are here for you every day. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Remember, we've brought you important information about COVID-19 so you can make informed decisions for yourself, your family, your community. We're dedicated to in-depth, thoughtful conversations that go beyond the headlines. Support your public radio station today, 866-897-9678. After Jill Barringer and Powell, we have 7 to go in just about a minute and a half. 7 pledges to go in a minute and a half, and we can do it. They are probably online right now.
Yes, Ann Fisher's show is a is a money driver at our station. The listeners always come out and support her show and support the guests that she has on All Sides with Ann Fisher. We want you to join them. $15 a month. You'll get exclusive access to the conversation with author Connie Schultz coming up in October. 866-897-9678 or online at WOSU.org.
If you've been a member at $10 a month for a while, this is a great opportunity to increase that sustaining membership to $15 a month. It'll go a long way toward keeping this station, and we hope
hopefully the nation's strong. We need all the help.
Your added support goes a long way, and you also get a thank you gift to attend our virtual event on October 15th. So consider increasing your sustaining membership to $15 a month today at WOSU.org. Or call 866-897-9678. Mike Thompson, Chief Content and News Director at 89.7 NPR News. Thanks for your help today. I appreciate it.
It was a joy to be here.
And thanks to you, listener. Thanks for your support and thanks for listening. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.